and welcome to the Utopia Project. How you doing? Isn't it great here? I'm Chunky T, and I'm joined each and every week by J1G!
Hello!
Hello, mate.
How are you?
Not bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah.
You're a liar, though, aren't you?
We'll
get into that in a minute.
Terrible.
I'm joined each and every week also by the Pembroke Sharpie!
Oh, that's some DJ in there, wasn't it?
Yeah. DJ!
Remember?
Have you seen this TikTok of a guy like doing all adult stuff, but with the stuff he learnt in school? He's like, I'm just going to apply for a mortgage. DJ!
I don't think you learnt DJ. No. They definitely advise you away from that area.
The best one is when he's trying to get the electrics working and he's out of the box and he just goes, William the Conqueror! Is it working?
Is he playing the recorder in it?
No, a man's passed out and he's on the phone to the paramedics and he's going, hold on, I'll play Three Blind Mice to it. Nah, he's dead.
I reckon it's a ploy, you know, the whole thing.
What, school?
Yeah. The whole thing of that, because it's like, oh, don't teach them how to pay taxes, don't teach them how to do any banking and that, they'll get in loads of debt, we make loads of money, world goes round. They've got grills, we've got fucking rice pudding shit one.
Well, grills, they've flats. Got bills, we've got grills.
No, they've got grills, we've got bills. That's a fucking bank slogan if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
Halifax. Grills, your bills. Fuck it off.
what are we going to come off on the show, guys?
This week we have got Fuck Knows and a sponsor.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a guest, but the guest is not here till another time.
Yeah.
Just taking his time.
So we've decided, well, me and Sharp had a conversation. You were being grumpy at work, weren't you?
Oh, no, just
and
busy.
Producer Tal as well got involved.
Yeah. I started the conversation.
A bit of alternative options.
And then just immediately left.
And then if we've got time,
we've got a little Thunderdome.
We're going to do a Thunderdome.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. Oh, we've got the usual pet peeves and good vibes and all that jazz.
All the business.
So, before we get into the sponsor and your grumpiness, you're a tired, grumpy little bear, aren't you?
Tired. I need a fucking rafe, mate.
But are you locked in?
Yeah.
Are you locked in?
Yeah.
All sorted?
Yeah.
I'm locked in. Bruce Tally, you locked in?
100%. Always locked in, mate.
Yeah. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Utopia, please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. It's where we discuss the little things and make them better for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. You've got a pet peeve,
we'll kick it out for you.
It's a wonderful and magical and positively colourful. It's our cheeky show. By now you know,
the Utopia Project.
So have we got a sponsor, boys?
I reckon I could hold my breath for the whole of that intro, you know.
Do you reckon?
That's what the sponsor is.
The sponsor is
sponsored by.
Breathe.
Thank you.
Get your discount. Discount code now.
Poos.
Get your discount code.
Go to www.com.
Yeah, you're spelling that.
It's for everyone.
You know, it's just
Yeah.
Everyone can have it. It's there.
You have to type it by just going .com.
Yeah, you got to put .com in there, so it won't go anywhere, will it?
Yeah.
No, you fool.
You don't have to put www that, though. What's that about?
Say again?
You don't have to put www. Anymore, but you still have to put .co.uk.com.
It's because that Google Chrome, isn't it?
What's
Google's taken over.
So everything's is www. Producer Tal's looking scared. Why are you looking scared, Producer Tal? Not got any mics?
We have.
We will do. Hold on. Let me do this on the thing. This will give you. Hold on. I might have to edit this out of the thing. That one.
It dropped the mics out and didn't put them back in, did it?
No, because I think I pressed the wrong button that I'd set up creatively.
Yeah. So got the whole section of quietness,
no,
and then...
No, they, we will be on the edit. So those at home, that's behind the scenes for you. Yeah, they would have heard everything of that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, anyway. I just need to edit it.
I have got a sponsor for you, though.
Have you got a sponsor?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got, right, okay.
Yeah.
See how this goes. Go
ready? Ready, steady. The Utopia Project this week is sponsored by Chop Dick's Noodle Bar.
The Utopia Project is brought to you by Chop Dick's Noodle Bar. Have you ever thought, I really fancy some noodles and miscellaneous meat? Well, now you... Me too! So I forgot about that bit. Well, now you can go to the high street and or just the services, not all of them, just some, and you can get noodles and miscellaneous meat, provided that the miscellaneous meat is dick. And you get to pick either a noodle or a noodle base, and then you say, right, I'll have that, and then you get to pick a choice of three items. So you either get nothing that you put on top of it, you get dick, which you can put on top of it and mix in with the noodles, and you get disappointment. And you can have that on it if you wanted. If you don't want any of these things, you can sacrifice them all. You can gamble it. You can gamble it all. And you, what you can do is you can lose. And you walk away with nothing. So if you want miscellaneous meat and noodles, unfortunately, you can't take the bean sprouts or onions out of it.
No.
So it'd be no good for you. So if you want Chop Dicks and noodles, you can get it from Chop Dicks Noodle Bars, available at... unspecified services
and surprise locations.
And surprise locations. It's like one of them, you want them like pop up food stalls.
Yeah.
But it literally just goes pow and it's there for like 2 hours, yeah, and then it goes.
Could be your back garden.
Yeah.
Could be just be an MCP.
Yeah, someone's house.
Could be a bumhole.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't advertise where it is, it just
that'd
appears.
That'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it? Well, if you'd like had a day off work finally after like you'd worked like 3 weeks on the bounce, you have a day off, and all of a sudden there's pop up shops in your fucking ass.
Yeah.
You just gotta lay on your back while that's serving
the
noodles.
You're like, oh, what's that? And it's a dick with a shop of noodles connected to it with a full staff.
Yeah. Or you're thinking, like, I know.
Not again.
Don't open those doors.
Or you think, I know, I just finished a long day of work. I could really do with some Chop Dick's noodles. And it turns out the only open branch is in Outer Mongolia.
Yeah.
Outer Mongolia.
Yeah.
Not the
outer bit. They're not allowed in it. They have to stay out of it. Anyway, if you want some Chop Dick's noodles, disappointment, or rice,
you guys now. They've just emailed in.
They've just emailed in, yeah. You can get it from Chop Dick's Noodle Bar, or you can order it off of the internet and they post it to you. One noodle at a time.
Loose.
Yeah, and you can get it from www.chopdicksnoodlebar.com/choppingdicks and eating noodles.
You poet.
And you can... but my words.
Yeah.
And you can get 10 noodles off with discount code... Give me that dick! thank you.
Well done, mate.
Yeah. That was a slog, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
a challenge for you, mate.
Good job.
My brain didn't... That's all it come up with. So let's go with that.
Yeah, what's troubling you, mate?
But just fucking every week, mate. Heavy.
Yeah,
just a lot going on. No, might give it a go. I'll message the vet tomorrow, see what it can do.
You'll put down the zero gravity in here, mate. There's no heavy.
Yeah.
It's all the other one.
Feel all light.
All love. I do have a little good vibe just to throw straight in.
Yeah, what's that?
Hopefully it might cheer you up. Brown chips.
Triple cooked.
No, just you get a chip, like a bag of chips or something.
Yeah.
And one of them's just well brown and wrinkly.
No.
And that is the best one.
No, that's the worst one.
That's the best one.
No, worst
one. Why is it brown? I've never seen that. The yellow.
when you get, it's like a bit of bad taste, isn't it?
It's not a bad taste.
It is a bad bit of
taste. I don't know how to make it, but I want a bag of the brown ones.
Bag of brown?
Yeah. It's
make one yourself.
I don't want a bag of brown.
Yeah, make one.
Takes you like
just
some.
Every one, take it out until you've got a whole bag of brown.
It would take ages. I don't see this much anymore. Producer Tal, are you on board with the brown chips? I thought this would get down
crispy, the really crispy ones.
No, but they're like,
They're hollow as well, though, aren't they?
No, I'm not on about, like, burnt chips.
I don't think we're on the same wavelength here. There's,
like... I thought this was... Do they just put them in my chips?
Maybe.
It's like a real, super juicy and brown.
What part of the world are you getting?
I know what you mean. They're like, do they brown off around the corners of the chip?
No, the whole chip is like decidedly brown.
Right, decidedly.
Not brown. Yeah, I don't know what causes it. It's like just brown. I can't believe.
Does it taste of brown?
I thought that I was gonna be like, right, this is a good vibe. Everyone's gonna be like, yeah, I fucking love that.
No, not everybody has eaten the chips from your car seat.
This is the first time this has ever happened in my life where people haven't got you can't be thinking about the brown chips I'm thinking of, because nearly everyone goes, yeah, they're sick.
Right. What I need you to do is I need you to explain them. Right, you've got a bag of brown chips now. Just tell us what you're tasting.
It's like,
the texture.
Have you ever had like new potato chips?
Oh. Now I've had new potatoes, but they're not chips. They are new potatoes.
Yeah. New potatoes are shit, aren't they?
Hey, they're all right if you're on
a new potato
budget.
Chips are where it's at. You know when you go to a chip shop and you go, it says now frying new potatoes.
No.
Have I gone into a parallel universe? No. I know we're building a hypothetical.
I've seen that because Tate's always used to do it in Boston.
Yeah, they're fucking sick. They're like more brown. I don't know if it's
that's
new.
The batter, isn't it?
Batter? There's no batter on chips.
You said he's not frying them.
One thing, no, because that's they're making them.
Yeah, but new potatoes normally just look like an egg.
Oh my god.
The chips are fried, aren't they?
No.
I've just realised, is Tate's in Boston called Tate's because of Tate's? Or is it called Tate's because the person that owned it is called Tate?
I think the latter.
The person that owns it is called Tate.
Yeah.
Like not because Boston people call
Tate. Tate by name, Tate by nature, I'm going to make chips.
Yeah, brown ones.
Because I always assumed it was like Tate's.
No.
Like the
I don't
the thing.
Believe so.
Tate's.
Yeah.
Spuds.
Yeah.
Why might I not know about brown chips?
Why do you
not know about?
Is it crispy chip? Is it soggy chip? Is it what? Is it what's it doing about?
I can't even describe it though, because I thought you'd both go, yeah.
Now why is it doing
it's
that?
It's like so you go. Sometimes it happens in a Mackey's prize as well.
Yeah, and you get gross, man.
No, not you get like a. It's like almost like a like the consistency of a fried onion.
Is it almost. The old man of chips? Like
I
the,
don't know how they're made.
Is he like?
But you get one in, I don't know, maybe 2 million chips. One
2 million chips. I don't think I've eaten 2 million chips. I've not found one yet.
I get through that every
I'll
3 days.
I'll be honest, mate, it sounds gross.
Anybody at home?
A soggy, floppy brown chip.
Google it.
Well, I'm starting to think now that you're talking about the part of the potato where it's either been bruised or it has the root growing off it.
I don't have chips with root on it.
No, I don't mean the root's been cut off.
Have you ever eaten chip root?
It's like denser from where that's been.
I assumed it was bruised bits.
He's a scientist. That is the thing.
Oh, I need to try. I'm going to be on a mission now to try and find brown chips to take a photo and go, this is the brown chips we're looking for.
I've never seen it.
No.
You must have. I've had loads in my life. And I know I probably eat more chips than the average man. But, like, this has been going on since I was young. And I've been on this planet for 34 years, right? And if not, it's some weird fucked up Truman shit that someone's doing to me. Just to lead to this one moment where on a podcast that's going on the internet, I go, have you ever had a brown chip? And everyone goes, no.
Well, I've been known to have a vivid imagination, and I'm picturing chips. I'm picturing McCain's, I'm picturing Mackey's, Burger King, KFC. KFC are brown, but in a bad way.
I've never had they're skin on, aren't they?
Everything else is yellow, like the sun. That's what I'm saying.
McCain's, I've never had a brown chip from McCain's.
No, no.
It's always Chip Shop chips and McDonald's.
Is it a soggy chip? Like, because I can probably see. I don't know if I've made it brown in my head or whether or not it is actually brown from memory.
Like, it's not like it doesn't look like a square of dairy milk. Like, it's not that sort of brown.
No, not that brown.
It's like a
but
golden
like,
brown,
like an old man brown.
Oh, texture like some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can see this wrinkly old chip that's a bit brown in my head, but I also see I can also see a load of chips that are different colours and have got like guns and shit.
Tastes a rainbow.
It's probably not the best source of knowledge.
It's on a motorbike now. Go chips.
You go chips.
I'm really upset about that.
Is it Mr. Chips off a catchphrase?
I mean, I'm kind of glad for the content. It's gone on for 10 minutes, but because I thought it'd be like, yes, in, done.
Why is Mr. Chips off a catchphrase a pill not chips?
Oh, no, he's a pill, isn't he?
He's not a pill, he's a robot.
No, he is a pill.
Why is he called Mr. Chips then?
Microchips.
Oh.
That was
they're made on microchips. It is a pill. Isn't he like half of his head is like the red bit and the half.
What's the Android logo?
I don't know that. Square.
Don't get pointed. Of all the things I've come to you and you've looked worried about, that is the one you've looked the most worried about.
You don't really concerned.
It doesn't matter
about
if you get it wrong.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh God, no!
I didn't even know it. I already don't do well at quizzes. I'm trying to. I don't need to lose any more points. Square. Lock
Android
it in.
Logo. He's a similar shape to Mr. Chips, isn't he? But he's a robot.
Yeah,
he's he's a pill.
Who's Mr. Chips is a pill, though.
Is it? What's it? R2D2?
Pill.
He's not a pill. Why would Mr. Chips be
pill
a pill?
Dispenser.
Why would he be a pill?
What's the use? It made no sense. That's why I asked the question.
What, like an apple?
That logo there.
Yeah, but it's not the mascot. I ain't got legs or nothing, is it?
They don't have a mascot.
Steve
They're
Jobs.
Not really a company for mascots, are they?
But Android have got a man, apparently.
No, but it's.
Is
the
it
logo
man?
Is a robot.
Android, oh, he's got flat bottom, money.
Because they're called
more
Android.
Like a bullet, to be honest.
He's got flat bottom, money.
Have a look.
Mr. Chips is just like, he's like a yellow, weird R2D2.
I can't say, is it?
Can you drag him over, so I can see?
Is it not working? Green light working. That's weird.
Oh dear. Yeah, that is weird. We've broken something again. Yay!
Let me fucking have a look at this fucking Mr. Chips.
Just Google Mr. Chips catchphrase.
Android logo.
Might be on the screen settings tile, maybe.
Oh, it is a odd bloke, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in years.
You've got an Android phone. It must have appeared.
Fucking, it is a little fella, isn't it?
I've had a big, speaking of, while we're on the subject of absolute mind-boggling things.
Yeah.
Who's that geezer with, you know, the reggae star?
Levi Roots. No. That should be Al Reed.
No, it's not though, is it?
It is.
No, it's not.
I remember him on Dragon's Den.
So what's he called?
Levi Roots.
He isn't though.
No, he is though.
Oh, well, he isn't though.
He was on Dragon's Den and I don't think he was lying.
No.
I think he has
to be. He wasn't
lying. Right, turns out
he wasn't lying, definitely.
Turns out he fucking was. Do you know what his name is?
What?
His name isn't Levi Roots. Because I said
is that
to
his
Amy.
Stage name?
He's on, yeah. He's on Celebrity Big Brother. His name is Keith.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I think I remembered that being a thing.
I was like, oh, it's that Levi, isn't it? She's like, yeah, Keith. I was like, who the fuck's Keith?
Do you want to know
Levi Roots? That's not his real name. It's a stage name.
Do you want to know a mad fact?
I did not know that at all.
I've heard that the name Keith has died out. Like, in the last 20 years, nobody in the world has been bored with the name Keith.
Yeah.
Keith's gone. Gary.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, and Gary's
going down
maybe
as well.
Gary's no more.
Why?
Can you imagine that? Like, oh, my
little baby Gary.
Had a baby. We've had about, like, to introduce to the world, little baby Keith. I mean, granted, they look like Keith. Old men when they're first born, but like,
it is a weird name, isn't it? Like, usually you'd pick something good.
Yeah.
And you'd think, no, Keith, you know, he's going to be a labourer or a plasterer.
Yeah.
That's Keith. Goes down the old, the labour club. My parents have joined the fucking, what is it? The working men's club in Highcombe.
Wow.
Your mum's not a working man.
No, this is like, it's great. They got snooker table. Gin was fucking £3. I was like,
I'll tell you what, them places, they do have some fucking cheap
drinks. Because a social club in Dunham, didn't we?
Yeah,
that was
fucking
the one
banging.
Social
get
club.
Get pissed out
the working man. This is a social club.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
No.
It's a club with cheap drinks and a snooker table, isn't it? It's not that much different, surely.
It's basically
I think
same
the places
place.
Are. There's not much difference in the places, but I think the type of people that are there are different.
I don't know, a social club just sounds like a kid's disco to me. Like,
it basically is.
I think you're going to say scratch card.
Then weird scratch cards, yeah. They weren't scratch cards because you just open them.
You what?
It's like an advent calendar
like
scratch
really
card. You used to pay like £1 and you get like 10 of these scratch cards and I won 40 quid on one once, and it was fucking loads of money. I was like,
in the in the social club.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a scratch card thing, and then you cash it in at the bar. Cards come out of the machine, and you don't actually scratch them off. You just like peel the door open.
And it goes money.
And it's like, if you get three bags, you've got money.
Okay,
I won 40 quid. I bought a remote control tank with it. It was well good.
Not from the social club.
Not from the social club, no.
I'm a working man.
And then scarfed off.
I'm a working man. I'm a working man. I pay my taxes. I want my remote control tank.
Chat, stop driving that on the snooker table.
Yeah. I then scarfed off school the next day so I could set up a load of VHS videos and drive it over them.
It's a lot of decent tank.
No. That's...
My little's going around with his little fucking remote control shark thing.
Oh, yeah. And,
he's got no video to run over.
No, I'm going to buy that big one. How much is it?
I don't know, you saw it.
Oh, I want to buy it. I'm going to get it. Fuck it. I'm going to get paid. I'm going to buy that big bastard.
He's on about the remote control shark monster truck.
The one that goes on water?
Yeah. That Lennon's got.
Yeah.
In Smith's.
I'll drive it on the sea.
On the sea?
Yeah.
Why don't we build one?
I'm going to drive it at all the people that are coming over on the boats. Fun game,
isn't
it?
Stop the boats with it, yeah.
They'll be like, oh, there's a shark!
It's a shark! Oh no, it's a monster truck!
Oh no, it's a monster shark! It's going to drive over us.
Bloody hell. What was we talking about?
Oh,
you
no,
had heard of brown chips?
No, I've not heard of that brown chip, man. You're strange.
Oh my god.
You're
please
weird.
Someone at home comment below or whatever, or message us or whatever on the Discord.
Have you heard of brown chips?
No, it's not like thought you'd know straight away. It's like a, I don't know whether it's overdone or like it's been caught, because it's not burnt.
I reckon it's bruised, but you know,
but why would it be just one chip?
Someone's beat it up.
Basically, anyone at home, if you see a brown chip, do not approach it. It appears to be armed and dangerous.
Yeah.
Please call the police. Our show, actually, it'd probably be better.
I want to prove the existence of brown chips. I'm going to quit my job. And
be a brown chip explorer.
Hunter.
You're a brown chipper.
Yeah.
Leave
Professor Tal to do his technical work. You're just watching
this. Looking at what he's doing.
We've got our job.
Yeah. We do need to do this bit, don't we?
Yeah. So well, that's on hold then, isn't it?
That is on hold. That's
the whole button, I think.
Until we hold its existence.
Yeah.
Brown chips are on hiatus.
Any pet peeves or good parts?
I've got a fucking pet peeve.
Yeah.
It's
brown chips.
It is the non-existent brown chips that I've never seen. No, it is right when I get into work and I put my bag down and the clock goes 8:59 and it goes 9 o'clock and the phone fucking goes on the dot, like, and I know we're open from 9, but what are you doing waiting with the phone like that for 9 o'clock until it goes 9 o'clock, let's ring, like just give me a minute. And it's always questions that are like what time's our appointment in like 5 weeks?
When do you open?
Yeah. Not now. But like, it just give me 5-10 minutes to sit down. Why are you waiting by the phone till then? You know it'd piss you
Why
off.
Why are they having the restraint to wait? Because
we're not open before
then. Your phone was still running.
No, it doesn't.
What?
No, it does ring, yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, mine doesn't. Before 8 o'clock, my phone won't ring. It just sends you straight to my phone.
You sent a picture of your phone in the chat earlier. Yeah. It's got, like, a fucking iPad on it.
Yeah, our fancy screen.
Ours is a phone.
Anything out of opening hours, it won't let you ring.
Speaking of phones, can you remember when the phone cable didn't go, like, tangle right?
Oh, yeah, I see that when it's like
fucking wiggly ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one of them would just kind of go, yeah.
What, in the middle? And then you used to do that, and it was the best thing, because it was just, and then straighten it back
and
to normal.
Now and again, you go to the phone, and you go to pick it up, but the whole base had come with it, because the whole thing was just tangled up. Because for some reason, you'd be able to walk around and mix it up. And
I must untangle my phone 10 times a day. The phone cord. I have to take it off, drop it down, let it spin, and then put it back on. Every single time.
What do you do? All you do is pick it up and put it to your ear, don't you?
I think it's because I pick it up with this hand, do it on this hand, and then I put it back down again. But if I swap ears or whatever, it might end up just twisting.
I just like the fact somebody finally realised they could chop them up, put them in a deep fat fryer, and make McCain's curly fries out of them.
that's
why there's no landmines no more.
That's why it tastes spicy. Because the internet
burning Matthew's
through
Twizzlers.
It's the copper.
They're the battered ones.
Yeah, yeah. I miss some old phones.
Yeah, the fact that they have the restraint to wait until 9.
Yeah,
I mean, I that's a little
but they know
positive
they,
thing.
This was why they know, like, that we open dead on 9, because obviously they got the restraints. They know nobody's going to pick up the phone before 9 because nobody's there.
Yeah, but I would be that person. If it was a question I desperately needed answering.
Never desperate questions.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
5-2, just leave it ringing. You know you're first in line.
Yeah, there's never a line, though. That's the thing. There's usually one old, dithery, nice customer that is waiting for the fucking...
Lovely person.
Waiting for it, and it's always something that doesn't need to be answered at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me fucking... Give me 7.5 hours.
Is it always a certain demographic of... I'll tread carefully here. Is it a demographic that you think that's probably the highlight of their day?
You know what? No, it's not.
Really?
It's usually a plethora of people.
No, they're fucking idiots then.
Plethora of people. And I just think, what are you doing?
Grow up.
Yeah, it's like on a Monday morning as well. Like, why aren't you doing other things on your Monday morning that are important? Not something that you'd worry about fucking next week.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm going to be doing it at 9 o'clock every morning this week.
I've only been at work for an hour, so yeah, sound.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm not doing it.
Are you still there, Christian? Thank you.
Well, at least I'm not talking to you guys. At least we pick up the phone.
I'm going to keep ringing up and saying, just checking you're open.
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
I'm going to ring up and you say, hello. I'm going to be like, I'm just looking. No, thanks, I'm just looking. And then I'm going to ring you back 20 minutes later, and then, like, just progressively more and more when you say hello, I'm like, I'm just looking! I'm just getting more and more aggressive with it.
Leave me alone, I'm looking.
Leave it, stop ringing me, I'm just looking!
Had a brilliant time calling Cavani's. Unfortunately, the whole experience was ruined by the sales assistant persistently asking me hello.
Asking me hello. Hello? No? Maybe goodbye? I can't wait to remove shops, and I'm not going to tell you which phone it is to ring. You're going to ring that store.
It'll be on the internet.
No, it won't.
Don't put a divert in.
You ain't got a secret Cavani bat phone, mate.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
No. That's why it's a secret.
You told everyone.
How do you know? You don't know where it is.
Are you working tomorrow?
What?
Are you working tomorrow?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
I'm going to ring you tomorrow.
Funny, because I might not be in tomorrow.
I'll just do it to Elliot or Josh.
Just ring his mobile.
Yeah.
Wait till 9 o'clock every morning.
Hello?
No idea. If you said just look in, he'd go, all right. Take the phone
out. Yeah, we'd like to see.
No, I don't pick my phone up usually anyway, so I'll just carry on doing that.
Yeah.
My phone's actually got a thing on now. I got 2 calls earlier. It come up, just says fraud.
Mine's the same. Mine's been doing that.
Why is it calling you that?
I don't know. It's I feel like
you
don't
know
me. You know me.
You're a fraud. It knows you're not answering. That's right.
Fraud.
Stop lying. You are here.
It's mad. I was just like, I answered it anyway, because I was like, they can't steal money just from answering, surely.
Yeah.
So it was like, don't answer. I was like, don't tell me what to do. Like, hello, Mr. Sharp. And I'm like, we're calling from some bullshit or somewhere or other. And I was like, we can save you 20% off of your bill. And I'm like, bill for where? And they're like, for here. I said, there's no one else in the room. I could just put the phone down. I went, no, stop scamming me. I put it down before they could reply.
I had one earlier. They rang me and I went, hello. And there's like, hello. Are you the manager of the branch or the premises? I went, no, I'm not. And then they just hung up. I was like, okay, what's the point in that?
You want to talk to the big wig?
Yeah. Don't ask for him though. Just keep ringing until he gets it. Until you get him. Fucking dickheads.
Bastards. Then my phone got fraud again. Well, I was just too scared to answer that.
just in case.
I love it when it says fraud, because it means, there's someone I can fuck with. Great.
Yeah, I might do it again. I might try and record it as well.
They waste your time, you waste theirs.
They always end up selling stuff to me, and I'm like, it sounds good.
Yeah, waste all the time, and I've got no money in my bank.
Yeah. Some secret children in a box. Send it away.
I think with that peeve, I think you were within your rights with that.
Yeah,
different if you maybe worked at doctors or...
Yeah, that's different, isn't it? Like, it's a super shop, man. I'm talking on the minute as well. You know, I saw it, I looked over and I was like, it's now 9:00 and the phone's going...
Chance there was some form of, like, wedding-related emergency, they need to be like, I need to come in as soon as possible to get the suits or something like that. You could be like, yeah, cool. But then you automatically go, action stations.
Yeah.
This phone call was worth it. Sound. Yeah. I don't know why you're doing that.
Yeah, it's real funny. Yeah.
It's really hard to pick it up if you do that, though.
Yeah. Also, I will say, while I'm on the phone.
Yeah, go on, mate. Yeah.
Well, I've got you. Well, I've got you. Yeah. Oh, and I've said it before, I'll say it again when people go, hello, just want to ring and see if my suits are in. That's it, is it? I can't see who you are, mate. And even if I could, I'm not sure who you are, mate. Can you give me some more information about a name or a suit or a colour or anything?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why? Because I wait out of like, instead of asking, like, you know, get it out of them quicker. I just think they're going to tell me the name in a minute. But in my head, I'm like, no, they're not.
I don't know, though. I think that's that's you being a little bit difficult.
Yeah, no. I'm very difficult.
I get people...
I understand your frustration. You know I mean? But that's how I'll be like, no, mate, I'm just ringing to see if my suits are in. With the expectation of... What name is it, mate? Do you know what I mean?
I get the premise, but...
I would very unlikely to ring up and go... Hi there, my name is Chunk Thorne and I'm 34. My order number is 672142. My suits are this colour. I'm wondering, are they in stock? I wouldn't do it.
You don't need to say numbers in that. But I would ring up and go, hello, it's Chris Sharp. I've got some suits on order. I'm just seeing if it's ready. Because say my name first, and they know who they're dealing with. They know the fucking wrath that's coming. They know who they're dealing with coming down. Yeah.
I had a good one the other week. A guy walked in. These are his keys. And I went, "Oh, mate, you're right." And he went, "Yeah, Zafira."
No, yeah, that's not
okay.
That's when you're like, "Fucking what?"
I was like, "Are you dropping it off? Are you picking it up? What's your name? What's it in for?"
Jack Thorne, or yeah, it is.
I should have just gone.
You should have gone, Zafira. I barely know her.
It was only one time.
Yeah, throw my keys back in. Tiguan, raise me. Yeah. Same blackjack. Get out. Dealer wins.
I mean, I've got a feeling there's a column A, column B with you of you being like, no, I'm difficult with everyone.
I am because people are difficult. Yeah. And they got fight difficult with difficult. Yeah. Isn't it? What's that thing? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, difficult, lemon difficult.
Yeah.
Similar thing. It's that one. Yeah. You know? And while I'm here, while I've got you on the phone, you know, when people come in and.
That's one of my things.
While I've got you.
Yeah. No, you haven't. We've discussed the matter. Shut up.
I've got you. Anyway.
My worst one is can you just?
Can you just?
It's never just. It's always something fucking stupid.
Yeah, but...
Oh, while you're here, can you just... No. I've done what you asked me to do.
Yeah.
Anything else requires another appointment.
Good day, sir.
I said good day.
Now, when they come in and people look at the suits, right, and all, obviously they're on a three-piece hanger, so the trousers are on the hanger and the suit goes over the top of them, right? And every time I wait for it, do these suits have trousers? No, you have to wear your fucking undies, mate. I'm just like, yeah, of course they do. I'll see people
I can imagine you doing that as well. Yeah.
Like, I see them looking at them, like going through them and that. I'm like, oh, did you not have trousers then?
I think the first natural thing to do for me would be like,
are they in there?
Trousers look good.
Yeah, trousers.
If I did that as a check and none of them had them in, then I would probably go, do they have trousers?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Well, another one while I've got you.
Oh, what now?
I've started doing it to people now as well, but I've been smiling and laughing so it doesn't sound insulting.
It's not
insulting. When people go, oh, I put the suit on and they go bit tight, I'm like, you know, it's like a marriage thing, you know, getting married and all that, it's too tight to do that. I'm like, are you going to have your wedding photos when you do that? Like that? Are you getting married like that? And you're like, no. Well, I've done that then.
That is the international check for how you do it. The same way that when you get a pair of shoes, you got to just rub it with your thumb a lot.
What are you rubbing with? What? Like a genie?
Check where your toe is.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Check where
your
toe is.
You've got your shoe on. It fits.
Still the front.
I didn't miss the hole.
I slagged that off, right? And when I took my litters for her shoes. For
you were checking where her toe was.
Yeah, I felt all right, Elsie. I felt all right. Just give it a bit of that.
Is that like when you kick a tire in a car? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Take it from test drive. Off
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to get a suit on and go.
What's the weirdest position I can get into?
Yeah, for me, that is a genuine check I have to do because I often if I'm wearing a suit.
It's in bits when you take it off. Yeah, it didn't fit that bit.
No, don't want the suit, mate, it's all ripped.
The amount of dancing I do in suits. I'm going to be at a place where the macarena is likely to happen. I need all my movement.
Thing is, if you do
all
that,
my movement,
you can do it. But people go, it's tight if you I. Had... It's tight. Like, you fucking get away from me now. Stop doing that. I just think fucking yeah, that'll do.
Thanks, mate.
That's all right.
It's wow. important for me to know I can do my karate in the suit. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I've got to be able to do that sharpie.
He needs to be able to defend himself at all times.
Well, I do actually need to rewind on that because you've got some fancy shirts that are all stretchy.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, look, you can do this and this.
Yeah, because they do stretch. Suits aren't supposed
but
to do
that's
that.
Not, it's not a feature that people want or need.
It is. So I can do that, I think.
So fuck out of my shop!
Not at them, not at customers. I like customers. I mean, the people outside. But take out my rage like that. It's tight, that. I pulled my back again.
I need to let it be in the gym.
Still wearing this tight t-shirt.
Yeah.
Fucking
it's
mad.
A tight out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more pet peeve for you. What have I got here?
Yeah.
Completely different, actually.
Yeah.
Moving on from that. I saw on the news, right, there was this geezer, a politician bloke, right, and it's my pet peeve is politicians dodging questions. There is more. It was a heavy topic, actually. It was that whole thing you see about that politician saying that he hated all black women and wanted to.
Oh, being racist, but giving him 10 million quid.
And want being shot and all this. Like, and I was like.
I don't even know what he said.
Yeah, yeah. There was a politician that said on the telly.
Didn't like black people, gave him money and being shot.
No, I don't know the money bit, but they said, this politician said, I hate all black women and this certain one he was talking about should be shot, which is fucking horrendous, right? And they went on, is Good Morning TV, what is it now? What's the...
GMTV.
GMTV.
No, you mean Good Morning Britain.
Good Morning Britain, that one. Yeah. And the presenter asked not that politician in question, but it was one of his party. I can't remember which one.
Oh, no, yeah.
And it was like, that is racist, isn't it? And he was like... I think he's apologised, but I can't comment on that.
Yeah,
but,
he said, no, I'm like the Tory party do deem that to what he said was wrong. People say things that are wrong, and it, you know, we will not stand for things that are wrong, and we will address it. It's like, so he was being racist,
and you're not addressing
and
it.
And he's like, she's like, well, he was wrong. What he said was wrong. Like, say he was a racist.
Yeah. In like the dictionary, racism, that actually is 150% of that sentence was racist. Like, yeah. And it's like the fact that they dodge it and like just fucking admit it was racist.
Yeah. My favourite thing, and I was talking to a bloke about this earlier, obviously they're all kicking off about this 10 million quid that the guy's donated. And
that screams guilt though, doesn't it?
Yeah, well this is, well no, I don't think this is since then. I think this is over a period of time. He's donated a total of 10 million quid to the party. And obviously, everybody that isn't
to
privy
the party.
To it. Yeah.
Oh, to say sorry, I'll donate £10 million
no,
to the
No, so I don't think it's since
for.
Then. I think it's just, they just, he's, the guy has donated
that's
it
that's
to
how
them.
A lot of it works.
So, a lot of people are calling for them to give the 10 million quid back. And then.
That ain't there!
I said, this is plenty of things. So what the, for three things, three reasons, right? First one, they ain't got that anymore. That's fucking long gone.
That's gone straight up their nose.
Exactly. Yeah. Secondly, if someone's given you 10 million quid and then it's turned out that they're a prick, you're not going to go, I best give him his money back, really.
No.
You're going to go, I'll keep that because he's a cunt.
Yeah.
I'll have £10 million of his money.
I don't understand.
And
the
third one,
of it.
There's people from other parties who obviously haven't received the 10 million quid going, well, if it was me, I would have given it back.
No, you wouldn't.
Would you, bollocks? You fucking liar.
Yeah.
Stop it. you're chatting shit.
They're all lies, aren't they? It's just it's so fucking blatant, though. It's like pissing on you and calling it rain. Like,
yeah.
A lot of the fact is just like, no, you know, he has apologised. No, give him an excuse straight off the bat. Yeah. Like, it's racist, isn't it? No, well, you know, people say, no, you're getting away from...
The answers to this question are either yes or no.
It's
that's
like
it.
Getting away from how aggressive that fucking statement was and how fucking disgraceful it was to say, yet... The first thing that comes out of his mouth is he has apologised for it. I'm like, that's not a fucking excuse, mate.
Yeah.
And then this 10 million what? So this 10 million
that's
quid,
like Hitler turn around and go, well, I said I was sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, the guy's dead. But like so what, so
or is he?
Well, who fucking knows anymore?
Actually it could be Kate Middleton now.
Oh, what, have you heard about this?
What, Kate Middleton actually is Hitler?
Finish what you're saying, then we'll back.
I don't understand the premise of I'm going to say sorry to this woman by giving my party £10 million.
It's the same party that she's in, I believe.
Oh, so it's supposed to be one of his mates?
Well, I don't actually know. I think it's some.
I feel like there's a lot of this we don't know and we're probably...
Yeah, but I'm going to carry
as far
on.
As far as I'm aware, it's someone who has donated to the Tory party that has said these comments.
Okay.
So, obviously, Rishi is part of that, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, well, he's apologised, so we don't need to give the money back.
Why is this guy fucking shot out of a cannon? Like, he shouldn't be in a position of power or anything, should he?
Is that what the courts decide?
Like, well, it should be.
You got 5 years in prison, you could do, you know, 2,000 hours community service, or shot out of a cannon.
Yeah. It's definitely better than, well, he said sorry.
Someone said to me earlier.
Oh, I can, that's fucking, like, attempted murder.
Someone said to me earlier, he got his shot.
What are you saying?
He got his receipt, and at the bottom, obviously, it said VAT added on top, and he's like, oh... I don't like having to pay that. Like, do I have to pay this? Because it was obviously what he was saying was in jest. He was just fucking around. He went, do I have to pay that? I don't like paying that. I said, unfortunately, you have to pay it because we have to pay it. I said, but if you just message Rishi later on, he'll pay it back.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'll drop him a message. I said, I think if you message him on PayPal, he'll just WhatsApp you the money back.
WhatsApp money?
Yeah.
I think so.
Did you get that the wrong way around?
Probably,
mate.
I don't know.
Message him on WhatsApp.
Message him on the post and he'll burn your money back.
But yeah, if you go around being racist, fucking stop it.
You know what, Sharpie? You're one of them.
Yeah.
And... because you've solved it.
To be fair, I heard that that's just solved the war.
Why has nobody said that before?
Because nobody wants to get shot out of a cannon.
Is that not for the racist stuff? No. What, if you're trying to stop racism, in the cannon you go?
No, because if you're trying to stop it, you get put in, but with the pads on. If you're racist...
So everyone's in the cannon regardless?
It's cannon wars. But we're protected.
So what do you do
against
if you...
the racists or
not? To win a war, you just fire all of your racists at the enemy.
Yeah. No. So what we're doing is, I have not worked out the rules yet. We're in the pads one. And we get shot out of the cannon and the racists are not in pads. They get shot out of the cannon. You meet in the middle... Bit of that, but you're wearing a helmet, so you're all right.
Some weird fucked up gladiator show, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't it? And you don't drown, but they might.
Contestants ready, racists ready.
Racists. The only game racists are allowed to play is gamble or lose. Yeah, and you will always lose.
I heard the words that he's just said were that profound. It's actually just ended the war in Gaza.
It'll get about. No one likes cannons.
No.
Why stop using it?
Yeah. Right, we're going to send all them.
Regardless of what they fire.
Unless
they fire beans.
I don't think you can fire a bean. Not got enough force.
Probably could if you had a lot of them.
Or t-shirts.
Or t-shirts.
I looked away for probably half a second to press that button. What the fuck are you on about? Beans?
Cannons firing beans.
Why? How is the conversation? Pressed one button.
It's a talking
beans and sausages.
Your sausage will work.
I'll be well happy if cannon fired beans and sausages.
Yeah, it would be nice to be fair.
I'm like, beans. Why and sausages?
I feel like the beans would be on some sort of automatic system. And again, it'd be more of a sausage. It'd be like
peppered with tomato sauce.
The beans would be like ha la la la, and the sausage would be like.
Sausages like remember a noob tube off a Call of Duty, the grenade launcher.
Well,
it's called
the
noob tube. Where it goes, boom.
Yeah, that's your added sausage, dickhead. One of them.
Or a dual-barrel shotgun. Like
yeah.
Eat sausage, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Boom.
Fuck off, racists.
Have you heard about the Kate Middleton stuff?
I did watch a bit of a video earlier and then a customer annoyed me.
She's gone missing.
It got weird when it got to the point where they said, at the first I was like, yeah, this can be easily explained. And then it got to the point where they planned to go to Italy early this year, and then she suddenly went in for scheduled surgery. I'm thinking, well, if you was planning to go to Italy, you wouldn't go in for scheduled abdominal surgery.
It's like Christmas.
But then she's gone into she's gone into hospital, so she's been put in the Royal Family's hospital. Not one person has been seen at that hospital going to see her.
Well, that's because she's somewhere else.
But she hasn't been seen in public since, I'm sure it's like Christmas, right? But then the Royal Family have made it look sketchy.
Yeah, so they make everything look sketchy.
They put out a photo of like, it's...
Is this an edit thing? I saw a little thing of it saying it's an edit photo and everyone's going mad. I'm like, I'm sure she's allowed to edit a photo.
She is, but some of the editing is like on her daughter's sleeve.
To me?
And her dress and stuff. Yeah. If you can find the photo.
I think I know which photo it was. So
it's like her and the family who's put out Mother's Day, and it's like...
It's a fake photo.
Like, she is alive. She's fine. Don't worry about it.
Slipknot sacked their drummer a few months ago, just saying.
And suddenly Kate Middleton is nowhere to be seen. What was I saying? Surely not a coincidence. She must be locked in rehearsals, frantically learning their tool set.
You're getting a horror mask fitted. Oh right, I see. I get Slipknot sacked their drummer, and now Kate Middleton's vanished.
Yeah. That's been edited, and then she put out a tweet that was like, "My name is Kate Middleton, and I am okay." Or worse, like
someone like someone's got guns here. Like, I am fine.
Yeah.
Not blinking if I'm in danger.
And that's all the interaction.
It's like someone saying, "I am not a robot."
Yeah.
I was like,
"Are you a robot?"
I don't know if you can zoom in. I think
it's
on Charlotte's left sleeve.
Yeah, but don't they all look like we've been told to smile after this?
Yeah, but that's what they only got. That's the whole job in the royal family.
Right, smile. Down the bottom there, I think it is. Like,
it's just under
the
there.
The skirt and stuff is all weird.
There's that little black mark on the outside of a sleeve as well, which looks a bit suspect.
But it all looks weirdly photoshopped. Like, fair enough, like, get rid of a fucking blemish or something or whatever. Do you know what I mean? But that's what she put out. Yeah, so, like, she put out a thing.
That has got nothing to do with, surely, the...
It's on her left hand.
Why would you edit that bit?
It's on her left hand.
The skirt overlaps here where she's stretched that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you look at her left hand as well, the sleeve's all gone.
Is that because the child may be too skinny through malnourishment, so they wanted to make her seem more plump?
It's just weird anyway.
It's been cut off on that photo at the bottom.
That kid's got a missing tooth.
Yeah, it all looks a bit like... That's what she put up. She put up things saying, like all budding amateur photographers, I like to mess around and sometimes I don't get it right. Like, that was all it was. It wasn't a, like... By the way, I'm alive. Is that a better?
There you go. Look,
got broken wrist.
Look,
you're in the way again.
Yeah, but I feel like that might just be what it is.
But look,
like, she's just had to go editing a photo.
Why would you fuck about the sleeves?
Sleeves.
There's been this big whole thing of like, this woman hasn't been seen in public for months. Everyone's like, where's Kate Middleton? Where's Kate Middleton? And then you go, let's put out a real shifty photo. Why has she not just like gone live on her Instagram or something? Like,
it does look like the kids are like, I've never seen anybody laugh.
The person taking the photo on that has got a gun.
That's what it looks like. Laugh.
Yeah. What is so funny? Have you ever been in a situation where you've had to get in a photo like that and then something's happened where you have laughed to that extent?
It does look like a Getty Images photo, doesn't it?
Yeah, old mate, that really awkward, that bald bloke.
What?
You know that bald bloke that's little like...
There you go, look at that.
Yeah, if you cover the mouth, what do the eyes say? Just get rid of the mouth, Tal. Scroll it down. And you just look at the eyes. Help.
Yeah. Help.
They say 1,000 words.
Yeah. I mean, by the time this episode goes out, she's probably been found alive and well, but...
Oh, the other one.
Yeah. But I wonder whether she's dead.
Maybe.
Because she died during that surgery and they're keeping it a secret while they build a robot.
Maybe. Maybe they sucked out her soul in more detail.
They did that anyway, which married into the royal family.
No, but maybe they've sucked out her soul and King Charles
is
ill.
One thing my missus suggested, which is not
because King Charles is ill, isn't he? So whether they've used her soul to replenish his.
One thing.
But health bars, isn't it?
One thing that was suggested by my missus is that maybe Kate and Wills are in the process of a divorce.
Mm. Why does that make someone disappear though?
No, but that might be a logical thing as to why she's not been out in public, and it's being like, right, you keep away, not in the public eye, while we get this sorted.
Yeah.
Which would be a.
Has he been seen now?
I think so. No one's gone, where's your wife?
How's your kids? How's your wife?
She's a budding photographer.
Yes, she hasn't been killed in a tunnel.
She specialises in sleeves.
But yeah,
but not
that's
green
all
ones.
A bit weird.
No.
I mean, my money might be on that, you know.
That she's dead.
No, it's gonna be. I think there's a reason she's disappeared.
That they broke up.
There was someone who said to me that they reckon she was having a BBL.
Of course,
but I don't feel that there's a need that she would.
Be like,
she turns up for the next thing. And she's got a big fuck off her.
It's like Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you reckon? What's your prediction?
Just asleep. You could be. I just think she's somewhere about, like, she's not older or something.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just had enough of, like, cameras and stuff. And she's just like,
I don't know, she's a budding photographer.
Maybe she, since Liz is dead, this family's gone to shit.
Yeah, but photography for her is a curse.
Yeah.
Curse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you blocking Andrew out? He only wants to fuck the kids.
Yeah.
Why are you not letting him? You can't clip his wings.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
His cock needs clipping.
Yeah.
Dirty bastard.
Fucking head needs clipping.
Should we have a little break?
Yeah, let's have a little break.
We'll back in a moment.
See you later.
Reconvene!
Utopia Project.
Hello everybody, we're here to tell you about our little sponsor. The Utopia Project is sponsored by Rafe Energy. Rafe is a powdered energy formula and it's a healthy alternative for your generic canned energy drinks, isn't it, Jack?
Certainly is.
Yeah.
It's naturally flavoured and packed with B vitamins, antioxidants and amino acids. They're what you need.
Yeah,
they are.
Their special formula delivers its energy kick of evenly, not eventually, to eliminate...
Naturally,
to eliminate jitters, keeping you in control. Talk about your thoughts and favourites.
No, that's part. We've got to talk now about what do you.
Right.
Jack, what? Yeah. Just chill up.
Do you want me to show you how I do it? We know last week I had the mango one.
Yeah.
The mango one was well good. That's legit. Tasted really nice. Yeah. I'm going to get some more because it was really good. And it doesn't like make you feel just like mad mental, it just makes you like. Like not want to go sleep right now.
Yeah.
It's good.
My favourite, I had a cola one. And as you know, I'm a cola fiend.
Cheeky,
and I actually quite enjoyed that one. It's a bit like a good, you know, like the American cola.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
Oh,
like
yeah, boy.
Cola bottles in a drink.
Yeah. Did try the pear drop one earlier. That's like, makes your ears sing a little bit. It's quite good.
Yeah.
People like sour things more
I had
like
the
that.
Porn star martini one, didn't it? And it tasted like I was on a mad team.
Yeah.
It was good. It was tasty and had energy, and then I didn't go up like I do on coffee and then crash and then have a breakdown. It let me just go on this level.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's what
just
I want.
Just gives you the boost.
Yeah, it was
without
nice.
It being full of pop.
I had one a bit late last week and I was in bed, but it wasn't like, you know when you like feel like your head's going to pop? I was like, well, I'm just awake.
Yeah.
So I'll wait for a bit before I go to bed.
Yeah, so just don't have it before bed.
Yeah, that's just my own stupid fault.
Don't be silly, Billy.
Oh, I'm tired now. I'm going to go to bed. I'll have a rave.
Yeah. They've got shit tons of flavours. They've got at least loads of flavours. Loads of them.
And if you're unsure, go on the website and have a look on www.rafeenergy.com. They even do sample packs and shakers. They do like quite a lot of cool merch as well.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want 10% off, use the code UTOPIAPOD. I said that right, I read that right on the screen.
That's
there.
The one.
Utopia Pod for 10% off. You can tell them Utopia sent me. All right,
For some energy.
Yeah, so
get a little cheeky little bit of discount there.
Yeah,
Lovely. It's actually good. Actually, genuinely, I want to shout about this. It's good.
Yeah. It is nice, yeah. And the shaker has a spoiler on it, like a car, and yeah, that's fun.
And you're going to hang it up next to your coat, so you don't forget it on the way out.
You can hang around it like this.
Yeah.
You just look the coolest kid in the block.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Join the cult. Drink Rafe.
Yep. Rafe. Yeah, buddy. Energy.
Utopia Project.
Right, you lovely little dick whisperers, we have got some merch for you. We have got an array of different hoodies and t-shirts all ready for you. And if you go onto our Patreon and you're a Patreon member on £3, £5, or £10 a month, you will also get a discount on these lovely wares. What t-shirts have we got, Jack?
We've got some that say like national treasure.
Yeah, we do.
As well. Knew something fun was going to happen.
Smashed it. Oh,
the energy. The energy.
Yeah. Energy. Loving it. We've got hoodies with Glow Bloke on. Everybody loves a Glow Bloke.
They do. John, what hoodies have we got?
I'll tell you what we have got. I mean, Jack's nearly right.
That's right.
We've got lots of lovely t-shirts and hoodies, all reasonably priced, and they help to support the show. And they're pretty fucking sexy. So your t-shirt that you're probably wearing now is probably shit. In it, Sharpie?
It's way shit. I've seen it through the window. Hang on. Yeah, fucking shit, mate. Come on. Come on.
Go get a decent one of our website.
Dress up.
TUPpod.com. Go get it.
Go get it. Go on now. Should have done it yesterday, but I'll let you off. Go get it now.
Let's hear an alternative option. Let's hear an alternative option. Let's hear an alternative option.
Alternative options.
Let's hear an alternative option.
Beans.
Alternative to beans, Sharpie.
Alternative to beans, lentils.
Ooh.
Alternative to lentils.
Razors.
Razors. Alternative razor. Letter opener. Alternative to letter opener.
Stanley knife.
Stanley knife. Alternative Stanley knife. Towel.
Chicken drumstick.
Lovely job. 20 points. Alternative to chicken drumstick. Jack.
Foam.
Foam. Oh, he's got you there. Alternative to foam chunk.
Oh, miniature Connect Four.
Who's won the game? That's Golden Snitch if you get them.
Yeah,
Connect Four. It's a bit overpowered, that one.
Yeah.
Well done. That's 813 points.
So we're doing a bit of alternative options again, because we didn't know what to do and this didn't need any prep, did it?
No,
we already had a bit of a list, so we've gone through them before, haven't we? Brown chips are on there.
No,
aren't they?
Normal chips is the alternative option for brown chips.
Real chips, they actually exist, and you haven't been Truman Show tricked for 34 years.
Fried new potatoes, the alternative option to new potatoes, which is the alternative option to small miniature Connect Four.
Good job, 50 points, you'd have won the game.
This part of the show, what we do is we discuss, we build the world a little bit, don't we? We build up the world of utopia and we go, this is what happens in the real world, how are we going to deal with it, sort of thing. We've already done currency. Can anybody remember what we decided on?
Pokemon cards.
No, that was originally, and then we revised it and did something else, didn't we?
Ball caps, or was it currants? Raisins.
I think it might have been. Currency.
Currency.
We did public transport system, which was the monorail.
Yep.
And or it was like the bike monorail, wasn't it? I think. We did have one of them, actually.
I thought it was two of them.
Yeah.
That surprised me, that.
Yeah, we said we'd have one of them and then keep another in storage. And you've just used it.
That's the energy system. Yeah. Wasn't it a disposable bike, or was that a dream I had?
Most things are a dream you have. He messaged me the other day saying, I had a dream last night that you had band practice at Morrison's. How did it go?
And he said, why were you sleeping in Morrison's?
Oh, God.
I don't know, I use commas.
I had a dream last night that you had band practice in Morrison's.
God's sake.
The postal service. What did we decide on for the postal service? We need to write these down.
I don't know.
What bullshit did we come up with?
The post office. What about just the office?
No, the post service.
Sorry, the post. Fine, what about just the service?
Producer Tal?
I remember I suggested drones, but I don't think that's what we went for.
It would have made sense, wouldn't it?
It might have been like catapults or something.
Oh, that's good.
I think it was. Everything goes in like.
Catapults would be good, though. If you go long distance, you just have to like fire it through a series of catapults. I'm going to fire it to my East Midlands catapult and they'll send it over to you.
Well, a bit like Lord of the Rings, like when the beacons are lit.
Yeah.
You fire the one.
Good old calls for aid.
And Rohan will answer. First class.
So we'll skip that and go to one that is... You're right, mate. You're right. You're going to pop. You're going to pop.
All I can think of. All I could think of was Gondor calls for aid, and the postman will answer.
That's all Frodo was, really, glorified Royal Mail bloke.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just delivering a ring to himself.
Yeah. I did that to you with a piece of paper. It's 6:50.
Yeah, you fucking dick.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
It was. You posted it.
It was.
It's notoriously your fault.
All of that was your fault.
So what we need to discuss is the Utopian power source and or the water system.
Mm.
And what's going on. I know it's a bit like Evian that, but what
water system,
it?
Rivers and stuff.
Evian.
Straight from that. The river.
I did a little pun there. Cheeky.
Straight from the river.
Yay!
That's three now. We owe the bank. We're in debt.
Can we use that as an energy source?
This episode is good. Yeah. We're doing a good job, boys.
Why don't we... I used to get my water from Tesco's. Use that as
that's
the
that one
source.
Done then. Yeah. Next one on the what power source are we using? I think we need to
national grid.
We need to harness the power of the volcano, I think.
Yeah. What about like
power of the sun?
You're like, nah, that makes sense. What about
like a heat thing? You throw a heat thing in it and it turns heat into power.
Yes, sorted. So our utopian power source is a heat thing.
Well, I think it should be the sun.
You throw
the sun.
Throw right.
Put like a turbine on top of it, and then all the celebrities that we throw in there out of the Thunder Dome burn up, and the gases they produce spin the turbine.
I think our power source is basically everyone that goes in the volcano. Let's be honest, they're not dead. They're in they live there now.
Yeah,
they got give them some bikes.
It turns out the volcano is just a big incinerator.
That's what a volcano is.
Can we stop this?
Because then we're like, we'd be burning.
It's like you two have just discovered pop.
Pepsi Max is well gassy.
I'm the first one I've had this year.
You'd have to be careful. You'd be like Willy Wonka. And you fly up into the fans.
I hope, bro.
Hopefully, sweet death.
I just always wanted to fly.
At what cost, though, Shelby? At what cost?
Find out.
That laugh sounded like a cry.
Oh, I'm not crying, mate.
Yeah, because if we burn people up and use it as a big incinerator, then we'd be burning and not concerning what nobody gonna say.
But it's got to be the right temperature to send you through to the morn, hasn't it?
Exactly, because if it's not the right temperature, you're not going to see the dawn.
No.
I think. I don't know any of these songs. Man.
I don't know Sean Paul.
We be burning, not concerning what nobody gonna see.
I don't know how that's going to make energy, though.
Jackson, that's our
song.
Sean Paul makes energy. Maybe Sean Paul can be the energy creator.
Sean Paul in a hamster wheel.
Sean de Paul.
Sean de Paul.
Did you hear the...
he's not saying Sean de Paul, is he?
No,
he's saying
Shauna Paul.
There's someone else.
Who's a cricket player.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's a joke that Shauna Paul's doing.
Saw that. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Sean de Paul.
I also saw a video of our mate Shaggy. Speaking of... I've made the link in my head.
Yeah.
He's called... he doesn't think he is Mr. Lover Lover. He just... when he... heard that song and he was vibing to it. He just said it just made him feel sexy, and he was just going, oh, 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 Mr. Lover, Lover, oh, 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 Mr. Lover, Lover. And he apparently just did that for about an hour, and then wrote the song, and then now he's like, I'm Mr. Lover now.
Well, just because he was just vibing and saying some bits.
He's just like, oh.
They do call him Mr. Boombastic.
Yeah.
And he is telefantastic.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does make you feel romantic.
It does make you feel romantic. There you go. I put that.
What is that? What is that?
Explain.
What is that?
It's Dr. Octavia.
Dr. Otto Octavius, yeah. Otto Octavius.
Oh, dear, last week. Power of the Sundial.
Power of the Sundial. Power of the Sundial.
Yeah, Power of the Sundial on the palm of my hand.
That's a watch.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah. Or a smartphone.
Yeah. The power of the sun.
On the palm of my wrist.
What are we going to do then, other than Sean Paul and a hamster wheel?
I think we should stick to that. If you open up the volcano, it is just...
Yeah, most volcanoes have doors.
Yeah, well, it's like them...
I thought it was a door.
That's the noise it makes. It's like them, you know, the micro machines cities that you open up. It's like that, you can open bits.
Yeah.
If you open the front of the volcano, there's just Sean Paul and a hamster wheel. Sean Paul! Well, we be burning the concern and what nobody wanna see.
Is Blue Cantrell there?
Who?
Chunga Paul and Blue Cantrell, yeah. They got a remix, they'll make your head swell.
My head swell, yeah, that sounds
that's
like...
That's a feature I want from a song.
That sounds like a hospital.
Let's go dogs about that.
Yeah, that's like one
it
that.
It does, that, you lyric check that. That's what he says. That's what he claims, swell. And then people go, yeah, show me the rest, Sean Paul.
There's some radiation coming out of that or some shit.
Yeah.
Cancer.
End up looking like that. Who's that big blue geezer?
Borgly Martians.
The Borgly Martians. We are the Martians, the butt ugly Martians.
That's unlocked a memory somewhere.
I meant to remind you of them the other day.
Yeah, I had a bed spread
Yeah, Nutella all over his sheets.
Can you Google that? But Ugly Martian's bedspread. That's a proper nostalgia trip, that is.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
I don't know where it's come from, but there is a nostalgic memory in my head. There's something to do with what you just said.
But Ugly Martians?
Yeah.
It was a CI TV show?
I think it was one of the first like 3D ones, wasn't it?
Yeah. We are the Martians, the butt ugly Martians.
Not very nice to call them. That's unlocked a fucking memory.
Yeah.
Look at the bad really boys. Say
ugly. They're just not very detailed.
Ugly.
They're just not detailed.
That's the new definition. No, because obviously you work for the dictionary now, don't you?
Yeah.
So you've changed the definition of ugly. It just means to not be detailed.
Yeah, exactly. Take a leaf out of my book.
Yeah, turns out I'm just a low-res chunk.
Just low-res in it. I remember that. I'm sure I had an action figure of them or something. Can you shit Power Rangers, I mean,
because we're just on an ADHD fucking, like, warpath today.
Yeah.
Can you remember that show that it was a bloke who dressed in a blue Beetle outfit and he had a bike? We had the toys of them. He had a bike that was also a Beetle.
Yeah, no, I think that was literally called, like, the Blue Beetle or something.
And he was just like, it was a.
Because we had like,
very minimal.
It was a
memories,
motorbike like, with red eyes and a little.
No, it's not Blue Beetle like off the new thing, off Blue Beetle.
Maybe do like 90s Blue Beetle or something.
It was like a TV show. Where is it? It's not. No, I don't think it was.
If you do, maybe do like. Because it was like 2000s, wasn't it?
What's that?
I'm sure it was called like the
Beetle Bike TV 90s TV show.
I think it was 2000s.
No, that's Brum.
Oh, Brum.
Brum. What a show.
Is that Brum Bike?
Right, where your thing is to the right there. It's down, that one. What's that say on there? What's it called?
Street Hawk.
That was it, wasn't it? No.
That's just a man on a motorbike.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? No, I want to see that one with the man and the lady, though. Please, Uncle Tal. That.
Street Hawk.
What was it? It was like Beetle...
It was... Oh, Herbie. Do you remember Herbie?
Yeah, Herbie was all right.
Just right. And whenever somebody says something, we just go on to the next thing that comes into our head.
Yeah. Also, one thing I...
alternative options are the last thing you said.
One thing I saw the...
Travel Scrabble.
Travel Scrabble.
One thing I saw, I might watch Herbie again. It's been ages.
This is terrible.
Travel Scrabble.
There's a theme tune for the talking dog. Clifford?
No, was it? No,
you
never
seen Clifford.
Do you remember Action Man?
Oh no, do you remember?
Is that a talking dog? How absurd! What? I can't remember his name.
No, you're about Cornel,
yeah.
Yeah, the cowardly dog. Not Cornel, it was Watch My Chops.
Cornelius.
Watch my chops. Shush! Tal's fingers are going to fucking burn out at this rate.
Yeah, that's
watch
them.
Watch My Chops.
Oh, I remember that. Fucking hell, because that gives them a really weird. That was not a normal head shape.
Sure, that's you in it.
I'll tell you what that is right there. That's not a normal shed hate.
I hate it when you have a shed hate. Just Google shed hate.
That's a shed hate. What is that? That's some old fucking Thomas the Tank.
For the listeners, I apologise. You need to watch this episode.
No, what's the best Action Man?
I can't remember what that Blue Beetle thing was.
What? You ever watched Emmerdale?
No, EastEnders is that, isn't it? It's two seasons. One before COVID, one after COVID. Action Man's still...
No, season two. Jeez. No, not EastEnders season two, just season two.
There you go, it's Fortnite.
Season two.
This is... weird one, isn't it? From Google, from
Russian Roulette,
because it's popped into my head as well. And
do you remember Elgoog?
Elgoog, yeah, reverse Google.
Yeah,
yeah, go on it.
If you go on, open actual. If you go on, Elgoog.com.
Yeah, everything's backwards. Oh, it's gone now.
Yeah, same as Booble. I found that the other day. It's like a Camchat website or something.
Is it? Booble, yeah. It was Google, but the O's were two boobs.
Oh, so it was an adult search engine. It, it was basically just everything that was not safe for work.
Yeah.
So it's 800815. Let's see some 8-bit titties.
You just fart?
No, it was somewhat down here.
Oh. Yeah, your bum.
Yeah. Can't really anymore, man.
So, I've lost track now. I'm tired.
Just Googling
I'm tired
stuff.
Tired of anything.
Well, we need an alternative option for summer. Right, we're going to go. The sidewalks.
Paths.
Yeah. Pavements. What were we using? Bike.
Travelators.
Sound. What? Just. Yeah, travelator, man. Travelator.
Just step onto the next one.
Catapults. Catapults is your answer to everything.
We've already had catapults. Trebuchets.
Yeah. Yes. Fucking thinking, boy.
Trebuchet.
Yeah.
Rather than it just being like, it's one of them ones that go.
Oh, old school things.
Everyone knows classically the noise for a trebuchet.
That's what it does. It goes.
I thought it was the name of it. It pulls it back and very Frenchly it goes trebuchet.
Everyone knows when you hear the.
It's that thing that mines oil.
Everyone knows when you play the video of the most haunting sounds of war. It's just loads of people dying and screaming and shouting. And it's like.
What about them, isn't it?
It's about the nodding donkeys.
The oil fracking thing, is it?
Isn't it? What's it called? An oil.
Oil maker.
Oh, what the fucking hell is the time? The
oil
time.
Drill. Drill.
Oh,
well. Well. Drill.
Oh, that's well. Shed hype.
Shed hype.
Oil mining. It's just big hammer, innit?
Oh, my God.
Just tapping the floor, innit?
Yeah, nodding donkeys is like the
nodding
nickname
donkey.
For them.
I always remember.
Like, oil.
I always remember.
Come on, Tal, don't just look at me like that.
Oil
be back.
I don't know what you're getting at. What are you talking
those
about?
Those things.
Hey,
I always remember having an irrational fear to them. I'm not
why?
Even lying. Because I saw, I think
they,
I saw
they do
TV
look
ones,
ominous, don't
and
they?
It was like in the in like shadows on
oil.
TV, and it was like, oh, and I was like,
they're called.
The oil.
The oil.
Isn't that off 8 Mile?
Yeah,
everybody in the 313, put your motherfucking hands up.
Oil me.
Oil Derek.
Oil
what,
Derek.
What are we talking about Derek for?
It's called an oil Derek.
Margaret!
Margaret! We've not got any oil Derek.
Oil Derek. Put up and down oil machine.
Fucking oil Derek, or whatever you call it.
That was broken.
Believe?
Up and down oil machine. There it is in the top right.
Is it all Derek?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know, Trevor.
That's not the Derek. The Derek's are these tower things, but these are just...
Oh, they're the ones that all splooge out the top, aren't they?
I cannot remember why, but I have got not good memories associated with that contraption.
The Summit Sudbrook.
I don't know if I've...
Should we take him to see the wild?
No. I don't know why if I've like watched it
wild.
On TV.
The
or
Summit Sudbrook, they are weird. I don't like the fact that they go and no one appears to be looking after them.
No one's feeding them.
They're just doing it all the time. They're always doing stuff.
The water bowl, isn't it? So you go on the fences, yeah. They got a giant one of them hamster water bowls.
Yeah, yeah.
NSPCC, all frackers. Fracking hell.
Do you know what I didn't know is in the wild here? Again, see it online. Wild wallabies are in the UK.
A wallaby? In that really? Australian jobber.
They're like mini kangaroo.
Isn't that off the Spice Girls? If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Oh, God. Oh. Hold on. I thought you broke everything.
I thought you did. I thought it all stopped.
I didn't think that was a sound effect. I thought that genuinely.
Yeah, just everything's blows up now. It's fine.
So we've abandoned alternative options.
We're just googling stuff.
Welcome to our new feature, Google stuff.
We're playing Google and laugh.
So can you just Google stuff, please? There you go, there's stuff. There we go. Welcome to our new feature, Googling stuff.
Googling things. Let me know in the comments what a Google. Tyler, put in let me know in the comments.
Google, let me know in the comments.
By the way, at first he's like, no. Yeah, all right.
Let me know in the comments.
Well, we're all seeing what's...
Oh,
that's odd.
Why did you make that noise? Because you saw a brown person.
No, I'm brown.
I was thinking more of that woman's face.
Well, remember Deal or No Deal?
Chip.
Oh, that good Christian boy, No Lemons.
Yeah. Do you remember what show was it? It was a proper nostalgic one. It was the guy that was like, was it real or wasn't it? And it was like, have you ever done da 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 da? And it was like, you had to see whether it was true or not true. And it was somewhat outlandish
false
thing that happened. Yeah, true or not true. Well, false or not false. It's the same difference, isn't it? It was that geezer, and it was like...
False or not real.
It was like, what's the tallest man you've ever seen? And then he'll go into this story about this guy, and at the end of the story, he'll be like, was it true or was it false? And sometimes it was true and sometimes it wasn't.
I think I remember that because they did a I think they did a compilation of it.
Yeah.
Because it was him saying random like topics that I bring up.
Or something.
He was like, a man that is 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Nine bowls of spaghetti.
That is an explanation of this show today. What? Today's episode, isn't it? That random topics.
What, the man is 9 feet tall?
No! Doesn't matter. Should we ring him up?
What's the biggest character
you've
ever seen?
It was her birthday the other day, wasn't it? Should we ring him up? Bring him up.
No, I'm not ringing him up.
Hey, what are you doing? What the fuck is this show gone to?
Ring a potential fraud.
Ring it back, see what it says.
Ring up. I'm going to ring a potential fraud.
Ring up your mum and tell her you're just looking.
What's that? I'm ringing potential fraud.
No.
Potential fraud.
Not allowed.
Hello, is that potential fraud?
No, it's actually fraud. How can I help?
Search scam lines you can call.
On a real note.
Travelators for PAFs, though. That'd be sick.
Yeah, that'd be good. You go three times
as
fast.
The points I've got on here are possibly too serious for what we're the vibe we're on. But what about the welfare system for the poor?
I was getting rid of it.
Oh, Beagle's right.
Yeah.
No one's poor in Utopia.
Yeah. No one's poor in Utopia.
What about if you're poorly, though?
Then
no one's poorly in Utopia.
If you do get poorly, they should have like a man flu blements.
Nobody's poorly, but you still get sick days.
Poorly's not invited.
Yeah.
Poorly's not invited.
There's no like nervousness.
We're only allowed richly.
Just ring up.
Yeah, richly, no poorly.
Today I'm ill, and they'll be like, you're not ill. People in Utopia are like, phones down.
Yeah. Just looking.
Yeah, I'm just looking for sick.
I have got an alternative power source if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, so Monsters, Inc., they can take screams, can't they? They can turn screams into power, but I can make that more efficient. So rather than having monsters go in a room and make people scream, we send someone into a room and it's just Lego and plug sockets on the floor, and we can
plug sockets, not plugs.
Plug tops. Yeah. The male part of the plug.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the female, the male part.
What if they also identify as a female?
And they have to go in barefoot. But they can identify as whatever they want. But
the plug's like, I identify.
But the fact of the matter is, there are two plug genders.
To be very fair, in this circumstance, like, the bottom of the foot will be the female part, but it's not because it hasn't got a vagina yet. The plug
makes
a vagina.
Non-binary socket, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes it old, doesn't it?
Wireless charging is non-binary, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
I got plugged in the shin a while ago.
By what?
When I was a kid, I got plugged in the shin.
Was it trying to charge you?
Have you told the police about it?
No. I said, Dad, and I tripped on that step on the landing, and I fucking went shin first on a plug. It went in me. I didn't like it.
Oh. What do you mean it went? What?
There's three
shin?
Real. It didn't actually go in, but there's three really fucking, like, two big dints in my shin.
What are we on about again? How do we.
I fell on a plug.
Google shin!
Shin. Do you have the shin pads for football? Yeah. That was a hoodie, wasn't it?
I need to change this, Ben. We're not doing this anymore, are we?
Oh, God.
I remember the big plastic ones that I got off you. They had like ankle protectors as well.
Yeah, are they the same now? Because I haven't seen them in years. Are they high tech now?
Felt like I was wearing armour. I wanted to beat people up.
Yeah.
I put the situations bed on because.
But only with my shins.
Because clearly we're just fucking improvising.
You want to do situations?
Yeah, do that instead. Yeah. I don't care anymore. One time I didn't wear shin pads, I got the shit kicked out of my shin.
Yeah, really. Why keep your shit up in your shin?
Yeah, well, I didn't have a shin pad, so
just trying to get it out
there.
Then it
harden up a bit, and it'd be fine.
Yeah,
I want to play football, and the lad forgot his shin pad. So what he did instead was he got two newspapers and covered them in vinegar and put them down his socks. And I wish that was a lie.
Why in vinegar?
I don't know. I think it was an old wives' tale of, like, put vinegar on it.
And you're like,
he's fucking stunk, right? And he was running around, and his socks, because of how dense these two full newspapers has got on his shins, full of vinegar, his socks were coming down, and there was just, like, sheets of vinegar paper just flying around the pitch. And everyone was like, dude, stop with this fucking vinegar paper.
Running around, read all about it.
What the fuck?
Vinegar is half price.
Shin's under new protection.
Everyone knows if you punch vinegar, it goes solid.
Yeah.
Like custard, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's your shins are safe because no one's going to go near the steel.
I'll tell you off pod who it was, and you'll go, right.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the most armour you've ever worn for a sport that you used to play as a hobby?
I've done the least armour. Me and John Pickles.
That's not a question.
Me and John and Pump used to play human jousting.
Used to play jousting.
Yeah, we used to do human jousting.
No, that's just what John calls it when he picks you up and hit people.
No, he got on my back. That was the problem. He always got on my back, and then because I'm short, I was sturdy.
He had
big long limbs. And then you'd stand up at the ends of the corridor, and the two biggest people got on the two smallest people's back, and then you would run towards each other and then just punch fuck out of each other until someone falls off.
So
you're always good.
Fighting in a piggyback.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do the people who are doing the piggyback fight as well?
No, you just hold on and don't drop the person that you're holding.
Oh, okay. You can't gouge like the other holder.
They used to play that on a holiday, to be fair, in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
General Grievous.
People.
Generally grievous people.
Are you okay, Tal?
I'm looking for them people.
Tal's got bored, and he's just going, I've got to Google Star Wars.
The people that hold in the person sideways.
They've got like one person on the back sideways, and they're just like General Kenobi, and all four of them are like swinging around.
Oh, God. What's the most arm you've ever worn for a sport you used to play as a hobby?
I don't know.
You think if you had shin pads?
I used to be an electrician for a hobby, I guess.
Did you?
Yeah. I had to wear glasses and hats and knee pads.
Yeah, that's loads of protection.
Yeah.
Now, what's the most protective armour you've ever worn for a sport you used to play as a hobby?
Probably Muay Thai, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to wear ropes on my hands and then headgear because it wasn't safe getting hit by people with ropes on their hands.
Yes.
just take the ropes off. surely the answer is don't put ropes on your hand. We need to pad this because some ropes
are. Sharpie invent that spot.
It feels like it, yeah. It's like, a good way of marketing business.
Put ropes on your hands.
I've got loads of headwear I can't shift.
I remember like putting everybody up with that.
Oh, it hurts that. Well, I've got the thing for you. You're never going to believe this.
I've got a shipping container full of rope and helmets.
Yeah, I remember I literally went in, didn't think we were doing a sparring session. We were just like, put them on. Like, oh, sure, put these on. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Put yeah. the ropes on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I was like,
on the ring? What? Around my neck?
No. Figure it out.
No, they put them on me.
Do you mean put them on?
It's not clothing.
Yeah, and I had them on.
I start doing that. People are coming to the shop.
Pull that on.
Just like seriously, like, hand them like a bag of Lego or something. Pull that on.
I do it with the consent form. All right, can you just fill that out and put it on?
Come on, Towers.
Well, I got the ropes equipped.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's cool. So that's what that feels like. And they're just like, test it on the bag a bit. And it's like, right now, you're sparring. You'll need that headgear, though. And I was like, what the fuck's the point?
Sold. Yeah. Like, yeah.
We've already charged your visa. Yeah. It's on your head now.
You can't take it off. You got ropes on your hands.
Funnily enough, now.
One of the world's worst gloves, isn't it?
How did you tie them on? Like,
they did it for
the rope.
Yeah. Oh, like a nice little knot.
They get wrapped round a lot, and then they did some weird knots that I did not understand.
No, I can't
did
get this.
Not understand.
Hey. Hey.
Can't tell. Did you understand now. That? It's a frayed knot.
What other business ideas have you got for armour that you would wear for a hobby that you used to play?
Just Google business ideas for armour of a hobby you used to play.
Google has the answers. I would wear a full suit of armour for printing stuff out. Then paper cuts are harsh. Well,
just like printing out like weapons that are cool.
Instruction manual for a Casio calculator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been done by one of them before, though.
Just Google instruction manual for a Casio calculator.
No. Do you remember scientific calculators? What are they about? Why do they have a guard on them?
Oh, we've got one of them at work, going from Poundland. I don't get the guard either. It's in case you press one and then you're like, fuck, that's cool.
That's it, it's the end of time now.
Yeah.
opened a parallel hole. Universe.
No, it's because, I imagine, they go in people's bags when they're studying. So it stops them getting smashed over.
Protect kids against pornography, actually.
Yeah,
in case you accidentally put 800815 and then kids have been exposed and then you're on a register, aren't you?
135.
Fucking hell, it's too late now.
Because otherwise you've just spelt boobies. It's a Greek holiday destination.
Going boobies for a week.
Oh, Jeff boobies!
You got a cheap offer on boobies.
Yeah. Put your kids in kids' club and go get wanking.
We went to IKEA the other day and I noticed they've got a creche there. You can just drop your kids off, leave them with a stranger and go around IKEA.
What's
that about? Yeah. That's odd, isn't it?
Is that what Amy did with you?
Yeah. I went all the way around IKEA and get no fucking dime bits. It's bullshit.
Next time you go there, take a sign that just sat outside the creche and just says, kids, £5.
Kids, £5.
Yeah, sell them off.
And just talk to the suspicious looking bloke and then whatever which suspicious looking bloke is there.
Mm.
There's always plenty there.
Yeah.
Who was I with when I got lost in IKEA?
I don't know. Does it look like IKEA?
I think it might have been my old housemate. And, oh yeah. We finally found a member of staff. It's massive, isn't it? First time I've ever been. I've been requested by another one of our mates to go get some flowers or something for his wedding, and went in and just got lost. First I found the thing I was looking for in a glass cabinet. And I was like, that's what I want, but where do I get it?
at the end, flowers.
Yeah.
Flowers at the
and
end.
And then I was like, I need to go. And we was in there for ages walking
flowers
around.
Flowers near the end, but before the wear out.
Because obviously it's a one way system, but I got stuck in, like, they have the odd, like, relief loops, don't they?
Yeah.
A what?
They have, like, escape loops.
So you can go and get on, pull off the hard shoulder and be like, oh, I need a drink. And
yeah,
a couple of jelly babies. Off you go.
You
can,
like,
never been.
You can, like, skip
sections. It's basically like a physical Argos catalogue.
Yeah.
What, a shop?
Yeah. It is.
They have everything on display.
No.
You know how Argos works.
You know all the pictures in Argos.
Yeah,
they're there.
That's what a shop is.
No. All the pictures. So, like, you know when they're like, oh, this is a bedroom with this cabinet in. This is this, and you know,
it's all set on, like, a room.
Like,
yeah, to have them. That's what the crash is for.
The stairs.
Yeah,
they keep going.
That's what the crash is for.
It is like Argos, because it's like everyone, they've got the whole catalogue out, but, like, you can't buy it. That's just where you get your numbers from.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can just see it, and then you got to write down
the Argos catalogue.
And then you get to the end, and there's a big warehouse, and you go pick it up, and then you take it to the till.
Where the tills are
the wrong way around as well. You have that afterwards.
They just roll them across the aisles and hope you don't slip on them.
Yeah.
It's like Mario Kart as well.
Lovely. Oh, I'd like to try Mario Kart in an IKEA. But I imagine it'd be lovely.
Yeah, we got lost. Finally found a member of staff. He was a genuine Swedish man. Right? And I was like, mate, this might sound ridiculous, but I don't know how to get out of here.
Is it like no one does?
Help me. No, his response was, he was like, he talked like old matey from Frozen.
Yoo-hoo, beat some
of them out. Oh, will you be pleased to know that this is the smallest IKEA store in Europe? I was like,
mate. I'm pleased to know it's much worse everywhere else. Anyway, have fun.
That's what he was like. It took him ages to actually tell me how the fuck to get out of there. Well, he just told me facts about IKEA. He told me
was he IKEA?
I don't know. I hope so.
Was he Mr. IKEA?
Yeah. I was like, he lives there.
Were you calling a Mighty Boosh sketch or something?
I think so. Honestly.
Some say he didn't work there. He actually just went for a visit in 1986.
It was from the era of when I lived at Avondale.
Yeah.
So it was a very delirious year.
Yeah.
So my whole life was...
Avondale for a year.
A lot of alcohol and stuff.
An academic year.
Oh, well, it was longer than that.
No. It was one. It wasn't even a full 12 months.
Oh god!
No,
I thought it was longer than that.
Moved in September. Moved out in June, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fast.
It was.
I killed so many fish.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot happened.
Yeah.
Remember a lot of iron brewers drunk.
Yeah.
People falling down the stairs and that girl folded up in half.
Yeah. A man came in and took an AK-47 off the wall and threatened everyone with it.
Yeah.
That's a story for the exclusive.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
What else happened? There was that milk.
Got stuck in IKEA.
Oh, the milk.
Yeah.
He said he was going to throw milk at me earlier. I was like, that's the worst thing ever.
I did. You got out of the car and I'm going to throw milk at you.
There was a time when I had, like, it was like the world's worst sort of sauce meat squid game, wasn't it? Where I'd made like £40 and I thought I was the kingpin. I said to everybody, I was like, whoever is still awake at 6:30 in the morning gets to come with me and I will buy them McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah.
No, but you've got to run the gauntlet of sitting in this quiet room.
No, it was Spoon's breakfast.
Yeah, that it was closed.
Because I remember that
at the time, and I actually thought, I think because you said it was like the most impossible task in the world. And everyone was like, what time is it? It's 4:05. I was like, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
All for a free breakfast.
Yeah, and there was a camp bed in the living room. I don't know where that came from.
When anyone could have just... Because there was a guy there who was asleep like he was in a coffin as well.
I remember that, and that was in a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't seem that odd to me at the time.
Wasn't that in Riley's?
No, that was in the fucking Tokyo's, whatever it's called now.
The room. Oh, yeah, because he was literally just... Because then he just out of nowhere, he just got up and walked off, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes,
if
was
anybody
right
gets in any of this episode, then well done for the slug.
Yeah.
But ask us in the comments what the fuck we're on about.
Let me know in the comments. I'll tell you in the comments.
Yeah. But yeah, that's when I got stuck in IKEA.
Yeah.
So, alternative options then. Any alternative options for IKEA?
This is the alternative option to this show today, isn't it?
Yeah. We didn't understand the rules, did we? Tal, alternative options, go.
Alternative options. Alternatively, we could do another game.
Yeah.
Go.
New game. Go.
Right, new game. The game. Oh, we all lost.
Oh, I lost it.
Fuck.
What does it involve?
You don't know the game. You know the game.
You know the game.
If you think about the game, you lose the game.
I can't think about the game if I don't know what the game is.
Everybody's always playing the game. But if you think about the game, you lose the game.
He's already lost because he's mentioned the game.
Sure.
Yeah, he can't mention the game either.
Bimbrakia?
Yeah.
Hold on, I don't know Bim.
What armour do you wear in the sports you used to do as a hobby?
And that takes us to the end of the show. I'm not joking.
Oh, how many years is it? What year is it?
I can't find the button.
An eon is over a million years ago.
I have the button.
I've done it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sending us back.
No.
Sponsors.
Do you remember?
Welcome to the Utopia Project. This week, this Utopia Project is sponsored by... Thank you. Oh, and also, we're in partnership with...
We finally snapped, don't we?
That was quite nice, actually.
I don't think it is. It doesn't look it.
Straining, like that.
Oh, yeah, but you've got to work hard for things you want. Yeah.
What's the end goal with that?
We will find out.
We will find out.
Oh, you have fun, Jack.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone at home.
I don't think they will have had a good time, but I'd be intrigued to see if they do.
Yeah.
But I had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, it scratched my little ADHD itch, yeah. I think.
Good thing I only do this show for Oz, for me.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Actually, don't do that. Come over. Come back. Come. I'm sweating now. No, I had a good time.
Yeah.
It's been good fun.
Apologies. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, it's just one of those weeks, isn't it? Everyone has a walk human. We just have we just decided what we fucking want. Well, we do anyway, because it's our show, so yeah. Shut up. Like, yeah.
They're not hawking. No one's hawking with you.
I can't hear them. Usually, if you can't hear them, it means a whispering, and that's never good.
No, he's right.
He's
right.
Correct. He's not that loud, but he's right.
He's not loud, he's right.
Lowit.
Mike Lowit.
Mike Lowit.
Mike Lowit.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know in the comments so we know you're not whispering.
Oh, God.
Has it at least lightened the mood for you, Jack?
Yeah.
I have really enjoyed myself.
At least now I've got to the point I'm just like, it's Friday tomorrow, fuck it.
So if you've made it this far,
well done.
Let us know
if you've made it this far, and we'll send you a medal.
I'll tell you what, I will say, if whoever comments on this YouTube video saying that they've watched it all the way to the end, because they'd have to be it and that, I will personally send an actual legit prize.
Yeah. Let's do it.
That's legitness.
#1.
You'll get a medal.
Yeah.
It'll be a bit
of paper from Sharpie, so yeah. £6.50.
I'll send your address and then you can pay for it.
Yeah.
Should we announce it in the next show?
Yes.
Who's won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, name and shame.
For a minute, I completely forgot what you was on about then. Yeah. I was like, have we done something?
Yeah. If there's more than one.
Did I black out from straining?
If there's
more than one, we'll just pick a winner.
No, everybody who comments.
All right, yeah.
I'll personally get a half decent prize. It won't be silly. It'll be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Money bags.
I'll put my hand in my pocket for that.
And then it'll never turn up.
And then charge these. Yeah. 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 It'll be here when Sharpie's birthday present comes.
Yeah.
I'll have a lab birthday.
That's legitness. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, Jake, I'll bring you a present next week.
What are you giggling at, Dav?
Just see you doing that. That's legitness.
It is legitness.
That's legitness.
I'm convinced that you could be that kid.
That's Siri for really, man.
Yeah. I like turtles.
I do like turtles, though.
Yeah.
Have you ever worn any form of armour while eating cereal?
I have.
I wore an helmet once, and for no reason was I needing to wear
a
helmet.
You wore a helmet in our upcoming special, didn't you?
Oh, that helmet. Yeah, that was good fun.
Yeah, that was you wearing... That's the most amount of armour you've worn for a hobby.
No, it's not.
How? Tell us then.
It's a metal helmet.
Yeah. No, I've worn headgear, I've worn mittens, I've worn shin pads, and I've worn foot pads as well.
What for?
Mittens are armour.
Yeah, well, they're like mittens.
They're like oven gloves, aren't they? They're armour for heat.
They were like
armour for heat.
Gloves for fighting, but then you could see the palm of your hand on the inside when I used to compete in kickboxing.
That's a hand cover, isn't it?
A mitten, isn't it?
But open part.
Stop using them.
Yeah.
Sorry, scrap the pricing. I can't afford it now. I'm having to pay the bill for all of them.
No, that's free.
Okay.
It's all right. No, you said comp ink.
Technically, boxing gloves are just big mittens.
Yeah, they are, actually. Aren't they? It's a lot. The thumb bit's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's unnecessary. Isn't it? You can't tuck it in.
You might as well not be there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't, like, literally, if you try and do a fist in boxing gloves, it's that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're just like a cat.
Yeah. Experience with a cat as well, haven't you?
Yeah, look at that. I said hello to a cat and it was like, fuck off, mate. And I was like, it's a bit mean, isn't it?
Was it a cat?
Yeah, it was a cat.
Or was it a panther?
No, it was actually a badger.
There you go.
Or an A-12 Apache helicopter, one or the other. It's hard to see in the dark.
Right, okay. Yeah.
It was going...
But it's a bit windy, isn't it?
The little giveaway thing for the comment in is legitness, isn't it, Tal? What is it?
It's legitness.
It's legitness. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Spotify. Join our Discord. If you like chatting shit like this and you want to be part of the gang... Get over to our Discord.
And get used to
it.
Is
there an easy way for me to say a link for that on here, Tal?
Not if you want to be like WXYZ473F.
That's what I got scratched by.
A capital F.
Yeah, WXYZ F.
They're alright if they're in like a home, but
I won't wear them in mittens.
Yeah, we keep a link to the Discord in our Instagram bio.
Yeah, and it should be in our YouTube as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, go and join that and all the Patreon or whatever. But follow us, support us, and all that. And we'll be giving a legitness prize away or a few next week.
For bits.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Give us one of them. I've been Chunky T. Thank you very much for coming along.
I've been Jack Magic. We'll see you on the flip side.
I've been the Permanent Sharpie. Permanent as always. See you in a bit.
And this has been a car crash. Goodbye.
Welcome to Utopia. Please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland. This is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland. This is Utopia.